Welcome to the Worthiness Codes podcast. I'm your host and guide, Jacqueline Francis. The Worthiness Codes podcast is a journey of conscious conversations and powerful light code transmissions, helping you heal, activate, and reclaim your inner power, divine worthiness, and limitless potential. I am here to help expand your consciousness so you can awaken the codes you hold within to step into the divine feminine queen you are destined to be. I hold the highest intention within every episode to give you the keys to support you on your path, tap into your light, and guide you into the embodiment of your highest self. You are not alone, sister. This is Divine Girl Power.
Hello, hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of The Worthiness Codes. I'm your host, Jacqueline Francis. If you are new here, it is so beautiful to be in this space with you. If you've been here before, it is lovely to meet your energy again, to co-create in a beautiful guided meditation and light transmission that we have today. I hope everyone is having a beautiful March. It is the energy of the new year officially. If you had a difficult January, especially February, with all of the intense energies, they should feel a little bit lighter. Everything is beautiful in my field. Not many updates to share with you guys, but I am really excited to drop in today. I felt like the episode that was put out last week about ascension, about awakening your soul's truth, was very powerful. And I hope that you were able to tune in and listen and receive a lot of the information, a lot of the codes that were brought forth in that episode to really support you on this journey. Again, there are so many ways to look at ascension. There are so many ways to look at healing and the inner work and awakening your soul. Always move towards what feels right for you. Always listen to the teachers that you are gravitated towards and continue to listen to yourself. Continue to go deep within because you hold the power to get you to the place that you are headed towards. So with that said, today we have a meditation and a light transmission, and I have no idea what's to come through. If you've never sat with me in this space before, it is beautiful and it is very powerful, and the light transmissions that I bring forth are sacred sounds that come through my voice. Some refer to these sacred sounds as light language. Essentially, all it is high vibrational sounds, again, that I move through my voice, that will be unfamiliar to the conscious mind, but your soul will find a sense of remembrance within these vibrations, allowing you to receive the codes that they hold. So go ahead and find a comfortable space to lie down, a place where you will be undisturbed for the next, we'll call it 30 minutes or so. Again, I have no idea what's to come through, so we shall see. Make yourself comfortable, light a candle, maybe light some sage, an incense, grab a blanket, a pillow, but definitely lay down for this one. And let's get started. Closing your eyes, shaking out any stagnant energy. Beginning to focus on your beautiful breath, your life force, which is the breath. Taking a big inhale, letting it go, exhale. Doing that again, inhale through the nose. And exhale out the mouth, let it go. Inhale through the nose. The mouth, sigh it out. out, if you feel like there's some energy that you need to release. And continue doing that a few more times until you feel yourself drop in to a calmer, more peaceful state of being, allowing your mind to become quiet, allowing your body to become still, allowing your heart to become open to receiving. And as you begin to drop deeper and deeper into your space, we ask to transcend the constructs of space and time, to meet in a ceremonial space within the quantum field, allowing the coding that is shared today to transcend this physical body, to move through each and every person that tunes in on a multi-dimensional level, asking what wants to come forth to support you on your journey into ascension, on your journey into awakening, and allowing these codes to really move what is being asked in this moment in time. And as you begin to bring your breath back to its normal state of breathing, go ahead and set an intention that you may have for yourself related to your own ascension journey, related to this inner journey of awakening your soul's truth. That intention can be to surrender to the experience, to surrender to the journey. It can be to let go of what is not serving you, to give you the strength, to give you the trust to start this journey, or it can be something specific that is popping up from your heart space. So as you have that intention in your mind's eye, feeling it in your heart, breathe it in on your next inhale, letting it go, sending it to the universe on your exhale. Just communicating either out loud or in your mind's eye that you are open to receiving the energies that want to come through. Beginning to just clear your path. Clearing the path ahead, clearing the path within, giving you the spaciousness to start your journey of your soul's ascension. Whether this is the first time you're ever experiencing this type of energy, or if you're choosing to go deeper into your own ascension, clearing the way to allow you to do just that. Calming the chatter that is in your mind, that is in your field, protecting your own energy and realigning to your center, dropping into the center of your being, dropping into your soul, allowing your ego to take a back seat on this journey, allowing the people in your field who are not here to support you, setting boundaries and, in a sense, putting up a wall where their thoughts, their words, their opinions will not sway you from following your truth. Opening your crown, opening your crown chakra to connect to your higher self, to connect to the team of spirit that you hold for your specific ascension journey, to connect to the realm of the unseen, to the higher dimensional beings that are here to assist you in the higher dimensional frequencies, knowing that you are held, knowing that you are supported, knowing that you have that connection to source and to beings of the light, knowing that you can call upon them as well as your higher self at any point in time on this ascension journey. Focusing on your crown, the space above your head. Maybe you begin to feel some energetic sensations, warmth, tingling, pressure. Bringing your awareness to your crown. Avakote isikate ikatoi iskante ikate 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 iskate 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 ai. Continuing to allow your mind to quiet. Iskate ikate 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 iskate 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 interesting. I feel like we're going to be making our way down through each chakra, going in the opposite direction. The first chakra is the root chakra, so you typically make your way upward. Today we are starting with the crown, and I think it's to gain that trust from your higher self and making the way down to the root, to end at the root, to anchor in to the earth plane, to anchor into the now, to anchor into your safety as you head on this journey into ascension. So we will work through each chakra, bringing codes to heal, to shift, and to activate what is being asked in each chakra. So we're making our way to the third eye, the space between your eyes in the middle of your forehead, bringing your awareness there. Tutush Maybe picturing a violet flame, a violet ball, a violet wheel spinning in between your eyes and the space in the middle of your forehead. This is where your intuition lives. Activating your intuition, strengthening your intuition, as your intuition is your internal voice. Your intuition is that gut feeling. Your intuition is what is going to get you from where you are now to where you're meant to be. Think of your intuition as this feeling that you have where something just feels right, or something just feels wrong, or you know that you're just supposed to do something. Think of your higher self, which was activated in this crown chakra, as the voice for your intuition. They are separate, but in a way they can be very much related. Clearing stagnant energy out of this chakra, bringing your awareness to your third eye, breathing. Everyone has intuition. Everyone is capable of tapping into it. It is just through life where your intuitive gifts, your intuition itself, gets muddy and gets difficult to access. But through clearing and peeling back the layers, you can activate your intuition. You might feel a little pressure, or a lot of pressure, on your third eye. Inhale, exhale, make your way down to your throat chakra. This energy center houses communication. Communication that you tell yourself and communication that you speak outwardly to others. There's a lot of trauma held in the throat chakra, especially as women, looking at the lineage and your own lineage and the history of women. Women had to hide their power. Women had to silence themselves. they were not able to outwardly speak their truth, which also made them steer away from speaking that truth inwardly to themselves, recognizing the power that they hold in order to protect themselves, protect their families. There's a lot of trauma that is built up in here. There's a lot of fear that is associated here to step into your power. Just clearing. Boom. Clearing the throat. Maybe seeing if you're visual. Blue light. The need to cough, go ahead and cough. Maybe even if you have to spit, don't hold back from what is coming up. Yawning as well, it's all just releasing energy. Just continue to breathe. Never holding back. If emotion comes up, whatever comes up, allow it to be released. My third eye is literally feeling so much pressure right now, even as we moved on to the throat. Whew, there is a lot here. Continue to breathe as I'm continuing to clear. Continuing to clear the energy of the throats. I'm beginning to allow this energy center to become open. Allowing this energy center to spin faster, to come into balance. Bringing your awareness to your heart space. Mm. here. Picture a bright green light shooting out of your chest. Feeling into all the love that you hold for yourself, for others, for life, and for your journey. Knowing that your love is a very powerful energy. To live from a place of unconditional love is truly a master state of being. Anchoring into your love will change your life, will change the way you see yourself, the way you move through situations, both easy and difficult types of situations. And it will also change the way that you see the world, move through the world, and the things you receive in the world. To move from a place of love is truly, truly beautiful, truly magnetic, and incredibly powerful. You choose every single day how you want to move through life, how you want to show up for yourself. And one of the easiest energies you can choose to move from is from a place of love. Allowing any heartbreak, any grief, any anger, any frustration to leave the heart, to be released. Allowing yourself to forgive those who might have hurt you, sending them love, because you do not need to hold on to that anger, that resentment, that pain. It is causing you much more harm than it does good. It is weighing the energy of your being down. It is creating dense and stagnant energies within your heart. Allow your heart to be free. Allow this energy center to radiate that bright green light, to be a portal of love. For some reason, humans find forgiveness so difficult. But forgiveness should truly be so easy. Why do you want to cause someone harm? Why do you want to hold on to resentment? Let it go. It's not serving you. Let it go. Send that person love. Send that situation love. Choose to not allow it to weigh you down any longer. Let it go. Feel yourself becoming lighter as you choose to send forgiveness, as you choose to move through love. Your ego is what makes it difficult. Your ego is the one that's holding on to those stories saying you can't forgive. Why would you ever forgive someone if they hurt you? That is your ego. Ask your ego to take a seat. Your soul knows how to live from a place of love. Your soul knows how to forgive. Allow yourself to do that. Allow yourself to do that. Give permission for yourself to be here, to live from this space. You can forgive someone. You can send them love while still setting boundaries or still choosing to not have them be part of your life, right? That is how much power you hold, is you get to choose. You get to choose the way that you want to move through situations. You get to choose the relationships that you want to have. Choose love, choose forgiveness, choose peace. Let those lower density energies that are rooted in the 3D, such as greed, hate, anger, fear, shame, resentment, scarcity, Let those go. Once you let those go, this is how you ascend into a higher dimension of self. Right, we can call it ascending to 5D if that resonates with you. Choosing to live from higher frequencies, energies like love, joy, peace, gratitude, all of the things that make you feel good, all of the things that make you feel light, all of the things that make you feel free. There is no need to hold resentment towards another person. There is no need to forgive someone. That is your ego, my loves. Allow it to go. Let it go. Feel all of that love. That is your heart. That is your own energy. Feel how beautiful that is. Feel how freeing that is. Feel how light that is. Immerse yourself into the space of your heart. Allow yourself to be embodied by love. Allow this green light to overcome your entire being, your entire vessel, creating a dome of bright green light, which is from your heart, which is from a place of love. Feel how good it is to be here. Don't you just want to live from this place always? And you can when you choose to. Amplifying your love, amplifying your heart, amplifying your energy. Continue to breathe, allowing yourself to feel. If any emotions come up, let them go. Laughter might arise. It's okay to laugh. That's also releasing energy, as well as just feeling deeper into the energy. Pulling that bright green light back into your heart. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Making your way down into your solar plexus. Solar plexus is located essentially right in the center of your being. And you can picture this bright yellow energy like the sun radiating from your stomach. Oh yeah. Feel the warmth. Feel the power. Feel your power. Feel your confidence. Repeat this affirmation either out loud or in your mind's eye. I am who I am, and that is enough. I am who I am, and that is enough. I am who I am, and that is enough, because that is the truth. Allow yourself to confidently be who you are in your most authentic form. As you move through your ascension journey, you will become more familiar with your authenticity, with your truth, becoming more confident in those aspects of self, beginning to embody that version of self, that version that is here to serve you in your greatest and highest good, that version of self that is rooted in your soul's truth. It's activating your personal power, activating your confidence. Oof. You may feel sensations in your stomach, such as burning, tingling, warmth. Oof, maybe even a little bit of nausea. It's okay. Continue to breathe. You're also releasing anxiety. Exhale, whatever you are feeling. Just breathe into it, move through it. Allow it to be, allow it to move. Knowing that your power is unique to you. Knowing that you hold your own unique energetic blueprint. Knowing that this ascension journey, this journey of awakening, is unique to your soul. The one thing that remains the same from person to person is that we each hold the power to stand in our light, to stand in our truth, and to stand in our power. The way in which we choose to do that, again, is unique, because you're all unique in your own way. You all have your own unique energetic signature, your unique blueprint, custom to your soul. You each come here with your own soul contracts, their own lessons. That is why you should never judge anyone, because you never know, A, what a person is going through, and you also don't know what lessons they came here to learn. That is why unconditional love is so powerful. yourself confidence to allow yourself to go on this journey into ascension, knowing that you hold the tools, that you hold the knowing, that you hold the gifts, that you hold the power to do so. Allowing yourself to show up for yourself. Go ahead. Make any noises that you feel your body is asking you to make. Again, this is all just releasing energy. Energy is powerful. So when it's stuck in your human form, it wants to be released. It can show up in many different ways. Let it out. Let it out. Continue to breathe. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Sacral is the color of orange. Your sacral stores and houses your sensuality, your sexuality, your creativity, your womb, your kundalini. This is your divine feminine power center. Whew. Yes, there is a lot of trauma that is stored here. A lot of trauma rooted in the maternal lineage as well. This chakra, boy, is this chakra powerful. Oof, especially for the divine feminine energy to radiate, to embody your divine feminine essence. Oof. It all lives within your sacral. Yourself to feel the power of your sacral chakra. Allowing yourself to feel how sensual you are at your core. Women are sexual beings by nature. Humans are sexual beings by nature, but women, we have this sense of just sensuality. When we are tapped into that, there is truly nothing more powerful. And the kundalini energy, right? Ooh, that kundalini energy, that is what helps you move into the space of your power, of your divine feminine essence, your shakti energy. Ooh, and here I just want you to start feeling into your sensuality, your being of the divine feminine, the essence rooted in the divine feminine. I'm doing a lot of hip circles right now. If you feel called, go ahead and just start moving your hips. flowing. Once this energy flows, creativity starts to come online as well. Picturing an orange ball of fire spiraling upwards, all the way up your being to the top of your crown. Breathing, inhale, exhale audibly, sigh it out, use your voice. I'm picturing that ball of orange fire moving up and down your spine, spiraling up, spiraling down, spiraling up, spiraling down, starting to activate this energy. And if you feel called to continue moving your hips in circles, go ahead and continue to do so. You might even feel called to move your arms above your head, moving your hands in circular spiral motions. However your body is calling to you to move, don't hold back. You are safe in your space. Go ahead and do so. This is just the Kundalini becoming awakened. This is your divine feminine essence waking up. This is one of the most beautiful parts of this journey, is tapping into your divine feminine essence. And though you hold both feminine and masculine energies, and both are important and both have different purposes for them and why they are here to support you, you as a woman hold your power in your feminine. And once you tap into the divinity of that essence, whew, it is just such a different way of moving through life. It is such a different way of carrying your own energy. It's such a different way of tapping into different aspects of yourself. You become more in tune to your power. You become more confident in the essence of which is your truth, of which is your feminine, of which is your divinity. So just allow yourself to be here. And I'm still moving my hips. Whew. It's such a beautiful energy to be in, such a powerful energy to be in. Use your breath, use your voice. Allow it to feel so good in your body. Don't hold back, you are safe. Maybe you feel some tingling, some goosebumps, some shivers up and down your spine. Allow yourself to be here. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. When you are ready, move into your root. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Allowing your energy to become still, to become anchored. That was highly activated energy. Make your way into stillness, feeling completely dropped into your center, continuing to breathe, bringing your energy, bringing that power into your root, the space below the base of your spine. Allowing this energy to feel, in a sense, heavy, not dense, but just heavy, meaning that this is where your focus is, this is where your energy is, this is where your power is right now. Picturing a red light shooting down between your legs into the earth beneath you. This is your safety. This is where you feel safe in your body. This is where you feel safe in the now, in the present moment, where you feel safe with where you're at in life, knowing that this journey of ascension is one of highs and lows, but a constant upward spiral. So the important part to know for this journey is to always anchor into the present moment with the knowing that you are continuously moving upward. And though at times it might feel like you've taken 10 steps back or that you are riding low, know that you are still higher vibrationally than you were yesterday. So that knowing will allow you to anchor into your safety, will allow you to anchor into your center, will allow you to be neutral within those highs and lows because you are centered to the experience. Right? You are in your power. You feel safe to be in your power. You feel safe to be in your light. You feel safe to be in your body. It is so important to feel safe to be in your body, especially as women. As women, and we have a hard time to feel safe in our bodies, oftentimes because we just don't like our bodies because of what society has shown us to be the ideal body. And going one step deeper than that, a lot of women have been stripped from the safety of their body from experiences that are rooted in trauma. To be able to come back to a place where you feel safe in your body is so important and so powerful. So just know that you can feel safe in your body. Give yourself permission to feel safe in your body. Feeling safe in your body also lets you feel safe in the now, allows you to feel safe with where you're at in life. Because time is a man-made construct. We as humans look at time in a linear sense, past, present, future, but the truth that time is not linear. Time is quantum. The past, the present, the future are all happening at once simultaneously. Knowing that is powerful because when you bring yourself back to a past experience that holds trauma, the cells that hold that trauma are ignited, allowing your body to feel as if that trauma is happening in the present because your body does not know the difference of past, present, and future. So your body is reliving that trauma every single time you bring yourself back to it. So that's why it's important to allow your traumas to be healed, to be released, to detach from that trauma so you can feel safe where you are right now. Because again, your body does not know the difference. Because we are so much more than this human experience. We are so much more than this physical human suit that we have on. So once we can understand the importance importance of being present, feeling safe with where you're at in this moment in time. That is power. That is power. Allow yourself to root, to ground into the now, especially on this journey into ascension. Connecting deep into Mother Gaia, allowing the organic sources of the earth to hold you. The soil, the grass, the sand, the sun, the wind, the water. Allowing nature to be a big support system across this journey, throughout this journey, in this journey. Picturing your bare feet connect deep into the earth, standing tall, hugging a tree, planting your feet in the dirt. Picturing yourself there as you anchor into the earth plane, but anchor into the safety of your body, grounding into your body, connecting to the center of your being, connecting to your physical body. Emotions that are coming up, I'm feeling a little emotional. Just letting them go, knowing that you are held, knowing that you are supported, knowing that you are safe. You are so supported beyond what you even know. Your ancestors, your council, your team, your higher self, your oversoul. You are so supported. Nature, Mother Gaia, Pachamama is here to support you. You have access into her. You just need to step outside and feel into her essence. Know that the past is just that, the past. You have the choice to move through it and let it go and detach. Know that the future is nothing to be anxious of, to overthink about, because it hasn't even dropped into your present reality yet. It is living out in the quantum field. Just worry about your I am presence. Worry about just being. Just living from a place of your self-mastery, a place of love, a place of light, a place of peace, a place of believing in your power, standing in your light. Anchoring into your center, always living from your center, not allowing anything to ever take you outside of your center. Grounding deeper into that place. Allowing yourself to feel safe because you are safe. Allowing yourself to feel supported because you are supported. even if you don't feel supported on the physical plane, you are supported from the unseen. Allow yourself to know that. Inhale. Oh, let it go. Exhale. Again, inhale. Let it go. Exhale. Inhale. Let it go. Exhale. Ooh. Yes. 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 Ooh. Feeling that power. Feeling how strong you are. Feeling how centered you are. And on your next inhale, I want you to start by bringing your awareness still on your root chakra, but now picturing a golden white light. And on your inhale, I want you to breathe that light, which is your own light, up through each chakra, starting at your root, inhaling to your sacral, inhaling to your solar plexus, inhaling to your heart, inhaling to your throat, inhaling through your third eye, inhaling to your crown, sipping in a little bit more air, and letting it go back into your root. And we're going to cycle this breath just as we did, up through each chakra, cycling it back to the first chakra, which is your root, up to the seventh, back to the first, up to your crown, back to your root. So inhale and exhale. Picturing your light becoming brighter, larger, and stronger each time you cycle this breath, allowing you to feel the uniqueness of your light, allowing you to feel the energy and the presence of your light. I'm doing this a few more times. Inhale, letting it go. Inhale, letting it go. One more time. Inhale, letting it go. And inhaling and stopping right at the center of your being. Centering yourself. Maybe putting a hand on your heart, a hand on your belly. Feeling your presence. Feeling what it feels like to be you. Feeling your divinity. Feeling the love that you hold, feeling the light that you are, feeling the power that is you. This, my loves, this is you. There is no one else like you. Getting to the place of your soul's truth, getting to the place where you've released all the attachments, all of the stories that do not serve you, all of the traumas, to anchor into your center, to anchor into your truth, and to live from a place of that which is your truth, from a place of love, of joy, of peace, of happiness, of abundance, of worth, of self-worth, within yourself, mastery. That is awakening, that is ascension, that is aligning to your spiritual self. So this journey is one of inner work, of inner illumination, of inner reflection. This is a journey of deep, deep, deep inner being, peeling back the layers to get to where your soul is asking you to be. That is the ascension journey. Bowing so deeply to you with such honor and such reverence that you have said yes to walk this journey, to align to your truth, to to live from a place of love, to know that you are worth everything that you desire to be, that you are worth everything that you desire in this life, because that is your birthright. That is your birthright. You all are worthy of just being you. And that is it. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Know that you are in control of your life. Know that you hold the power. Know that you have the choice of how you choose to show up for yourself every single day. I pray that you choose to live from your light. I send you so much love on this journey. Deep bows to you. You should be so proud of yourself, knowing that you choosing this, knowing that you doing the work is not just helping yourself, it's also helping your lineage and the rest of the collective. This energy causes a ripple effect, one that is so much bigger than we even understand on a human level. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Continue to sit here and just be in this energy that was highly activating. So take as much time as you need. Slowly come back into your body by stretching your physical, wiggling your toes and your fingers, slowly opening your eyes, drinking plenty of water, maybe eating something to ground in deeper, taking your time and listening to yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you. Until next time.